This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. There's been a lot in the news lately about airlines, pilots, and professionalism. We don't know exactly where the following clip originated, but with Thanksgiving coming up and the hectic holiday travel season upon us, I guess we can all count our blessings that we're not flying Lutheran Airlines.
We are pleased to announce Lutheran Airlines is now operating in Minnesota and also serving Wisconsin, Northern Michigan, and North and South Dakotas. If you're traveling soon, consider Lutheran Air, the no-frills airline. You're all in the same boat on Lutheran Air. Here, flying is an uplifting experience. There is no first class on Lutheran Air. Meals are potluck. Rows 1 through 6 bring rolls. 7 through 15 bring a salad. 16 through 21 a hot dish. And 22 through 30 a dessert. Bases and tenors please sit in the rear of the aircraft. Everyone is responsible for his or her own baggage. All fares are by free will offering, and the plane will not land till the budget is met. Pay attention to your flight attendant, who will acquaint you with the safety system aboard the Lutheran airline. Okay, now, listen up. I'm only going to say this once. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, I am frankly going to be real surprised, and so will Captain Olson, because we fly around 2,000 feet or so loss of cabin pressure would probably mean the second coming or something of that nature, and I wouldn't bother with those little masks and the rubber hoses. You're going to have much bigger problems to worry about than that. Just stuff those back in their little holes. Probably the masks fell out because of turbulence, which, to be perfectly honest with you, we're going to have quite a bit of that at around 2,000 feet. It's sort of like driving across a plowed field, but after a while you get used to it. In the event of a water landing, I'd say forget it. Saying the Lord's Prayer is the only thing to do, and you just hope that you get to the part about forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, which some people say trespass against us, which isn't right, but what can you do? The use of cell phones on the plane is strictly forbidden, not because they may confuse the plane's navigation system, which is by the seats of the pants all the way. No, it's because cell phones are a big pain in the wazoo, and if God had meant you to use a cell phone, he would have put your mouth on the side of your head. Now start lunch about noon. It's a buffet style with the coffee pot up front. Then we have the hymn sing. The hymnals are in the seat packets in front of you. Don't take yours with you, by the way, when you go, or I'm going to be real upset, and I'm not kidding. Right now, it is time I will say grace. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, may we land in Duluth, pretty close.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.